Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
The sequel to this song is going to be, I need stimulus, 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 that's what I need. And our phone lines and text lines have been very busy today with people who are getting the stimulus check. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN Radio. John Williams here, weekdays from noon to 1. You may hear my show from 9 to noon as well. Terry Savage normally joins us about this time. We've asked Terry so that we can give her a little more time to begin her conversation with you at about 12:15 or 12:16, and she'll be with us until around 12:40. So actually, that gives Terry a little more time and you an opportunity right now to call or text 312-981-7200. We have received so many questions about the stimulus checks, about the payroll protection plan, about Social Security benefits, and so on and so forth. Terry has a lot of information and a lot of resources to send you to. So get ready for that, and you can call or text right now, 312-981-7200. To help the struggling restaurant workers, a couple of restaurant worker relief funds have been established, and we've sort of hooked up with one here at WGN Radio on my show the last few weeks. The details on how you can contribute to that fund to help restaurant workers and restaurants stay in business is at WGNRadio.com. One way we're helping to raise money is promising that, bear with me now, I or maybe Lou Manfredini or Steve Bertrand, some of your friends at WGN Radio, will pop in those little Zoom parties you're having. So it'll work like this. If you had the highest bid, we would say, congratulations, you won. You have to take that pledged bid, give it to the restaurant workers, and then I pop in on your Zoom party. Steve, the last one we did went for $1,300.
Right.
We did one for $1,500. Yes, maybe that was the last one. The last lady who donated $1,500, and she did it right away, then later told me, you know, I don't need to do a Zoom party. I just wanted to give.
So Manfredini got out of it?
Lou isn't even on the hook yet. He didn't have to give a half hour of his
time. So he's going to have to drink his Manhattan alone again?
Well, I thought, okay, let's do it again. So we're going to do it again tomorrow. And here's what we're going to do. Rather than bid, because then I think it gets a little too expensive for some people, we're just going to sell outright two Zoom party cameos for $500. We'll raise $1,000 that way. You could come along on one of these if you want.
I'd be happy to.
Would you be okay? Because
sure, absolutely.
I don't mean to sort of, you know, your time is your time and your life is your life.
My time is incredibly valuable.
Well, is it worth $500?
Well, so, for the restaurant workers, yeah.
There you go. So Steve and Lou and I, now maybe Steve and I will do one and Lou and I will do another. We'll pop in on your Zoom party, and you can buy it starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning here on WGN. You will hear the details then. And one other quick note here. Orion Samuelson, I'm going to ask you to comment later this week on the stories I'm hearing about farmers plowing in some of their crops in the state of Florida and elsewhere because schools and hotels aren't ordering the food. Are you seeing that too, O?
I'm seeing that and certainly seeing it with dairy farmers because several dairy farmers have in Wisconsin have been dumping milk because there is no market for it. And the thing that surprised me, which I should have known but didn't realize, fluid milk sales have been deeply affected in a negative way because school lunches are not being served. And the National School Lunch Program is the biggest buyer of fluid milk in the country. I didn't know that, but yes, they're affected. And as far as restaurant workers are concerned, my daughter called me early this morning, excited as could be, because she had gotten her check in the mail, and she'll be able to continue eating. But anything I can do to help your restaurant project, I'll be happy to join in.
You want to? Oh, you want to come to one of the Zoom parties?
Yes, I would love to. I could teach people how to milk a cow.
I think the price just went up from $500 to $600, maybe more. All right, you and I connect on that tomorrow. Later this week, let's take more time to talk about those crops for the farmers. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Orion Samuelson and Terry Savage right around the corner. All of our phone lines are ringing for Terry. Terry Savage joins us now on WGN. Afternoon, Terry. How are you?
Hey, before we go anywhere, you better add me to one of those Zoom meetings. That'll be worth a lot. I'll give you some tax advice and stimulus advice and stuff like that.
Boy, so think about that.
Set it up. and I want to participate.
That's nice of you. Help us here now, Terry.
I will. Okay, let me just, can I just tee this up for you, John? My head was trying to get organized while I was listening to you. There's three things, three topics today, and we want to focus on the third. But the first is the stock market, and I just want to make a comment. The stock market had this incredible rally because it was watching the curve of the virus itself and the hopeful signs, particularly in New York. But what today we got was a lot of economic news about industrial production and retail sales that show how really devastated our economy has been. That's why the market's down. Then that's the second point. The real economy has not yet seen all the effects. We'll probably have a 30% decline in GDP. You know, we were hoping for 1% or 2% growth every quarter this last year, but this is really devastating. And finally, what's been occupying my time ever since TerrySavage.com went viral. It was picked up by Google Chrome. I had to shut off my Ask Terry blog. I was just, when I tell you, thousands upon thousands of stimulus questions. So let me give you a quick update and we'll take the calls. Number one, there's three categories of people who get stimulus checks. If you are a tax filer, your check will come automatically either to the direct deposit account if you had a refund or the mailing address on your latest return. If you haven't filed 2019, it'll come to 2018. But the headline news is this morning, the government put up a link to its Get My Payment tool at IRS. If you go to TerrySavage.com, look on the left side for stimulus updates. I've been writing them every day. There's a link to the Get My Payment tool where if you submitted a paper return and you now want to put in your bank information and they haven't gotten to you yet, you can now put in your bank information. The second category of people I want to assure you is Social Security retirement and disability beneficiaries. Even if you filed and got a tax refund, they'll probably get you in the first pass. They're checking your Social Security number. But if you don't get it right away, you should within the next week or two, the same way you receive your Social Security benefits. And the worst, saddest story, John, is all the people out there who are not required to file. There's another link at my website if you are not required to file. And that's really people who get SSI, Supplemental Security Income. These are people who are mostly unbanked and get it on cards. I've tried to get through everybody at Treasury. I sent a message to Jim Cramer to get on this. All those people are being asked to register, those who get SSI only and don't file returns. And there's a link for that on my site. But those poor people who are the unbanked, the poorest of the poor, are going to be last in line and have to register to get their stimulus.
I guess they don't have much choice if they don't have a normal routing method, but those are the people that are probably most disconnected and for whom that'll be most difficult to do, too.
Exactly, but here's the worst thing. They get monthly SSI benefits. They get it on a card. And the government, and I've talked to the Treasury Department and the IRS, they haven't figured out that they should pay these SSI people directly on the same card where they get their monthly benefit. I hope that will be announced in the next day or two. I've been banging on the doors in Washington talking because these people don't have a voice.
Okay, you ready for some calls?
Ready.
Terry Savage is on the line. We'll start with Marjorie. You're on WGN. How can we help you, Marjorie? You're on the air.
Hi, John and Terry. Well, I checked my bank, and I did have a deposit coming in. However, I'm confused because it says it's a tax refund. Now, I did file my taxes, and I do have a refund coming.
Marjorie,
That it be applied to my estimated tax.
Marjorie, did you get a $1,200 deposit?
No, it was actually more than that. We're a couple, so.
Was it the amount of your refund that you were expecting?
It was slightly more, like $8 more.
No, they probably just sent you your refund anyway, but you'll get another check with your stimulus payment. Do you get Social Security, Marjorie?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see. You'll probably get it immediately if you've got a refund and they have your bank information. Be on the lookout the next couple of days for your stimulus check, not your refund.
Yeah, I'm just confused that they call it a tax refund. I was wondering if other people's was billed as a refund or stimulus.
Somebody might call in and say what it looked like on their when they got their stimulus deposit. It's part of the tax law that it has to be considered sort of an advance credit, but you never have to repay it. It won't impact next year. So I don't know what it's going to be labeled, but you're probably going to get not only your tax refund, but an additional stimulus payment.
I hope that helps, Marjorie. You bet. And I noticed a guy called in the show this morning or texted in and said he got a deposit from the federal government of $982.23. It wasn't one of these round numbers we're hearing about. Terry, I assumed that that simply meant that he was above the $75,000 threshold.
Exactly. And they're going to adjust it dollar for dollar if your adjusted gross income was above $75,000 on a single return. That's probably it.
Laura, you're on WGN with Terry Savage. What's your question?
Yeah. I was wondering if the student loans are going to be withheld this year, just keep the income tax refunds.
No. From your income tax refund, yes. If you get a regular income tax refund and you owe student loans, your refund for your taxes will be impacted, but it will not impact the amount of your stimulus check. That's only calculated.
I had heard that they weren't going to take the student loans this year. They weren't going to take the income tax refunds for student loans.
That's
because
not
of the refund.
They're not going to take your student dock your stimulus payment because you owe student loans, but many people are getting their returns docked still for student loans.
If I understand correctly, though, she's also hearing that they're not going to dock your income tax return for your student
loans. No, that's not what I've heard.
I have not heard that either. But you also have forgiveness on federally backed loans for 6 months, so if it's that, you don't have to make a payment until the fall.
That has nothing to do with your tax refund, though.
Agreed.
That's with your current interest owed and payments made.
Tom, you're on WGN Radio. Good luck, Lori. Thanks for the call. Tom, you're on the air.
How you doing? Question. I also got my refund, and it says IRS refund, but it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Whatever they're gonna name it, I can care less. Also, my son also got his student loan income tax return withheld, so that previous caller is incorrect. They are still holding that. My daughter, on the other hand, is not required to file a return because she makes minimum amount. If she goes online and puts their information in, is she subject to being audited for some reason?
No. If you make too little, but you're not declared if you don't declare your daughter as a dependent on your return.
Nope, she's all on her own.
That's the first thing they check. Okay, there is, if you look at terrysavage.com, on yesterday's updates, which is right on there, on the Tuesday update, there's a direct link to register if you are on SSI or if you are not, if low income and don't get any other government benefits and are not required. That's the free file form. And there's a link on the Tuesday update at terrysavage.com. The link for this morning is for those who want to know where their stimulus payment is. But to register for one is a separate registration.
So if she registers online and they're not going to red flag her for never paying, not going to say, well, give us some documentation.
No, they're going to ask for her name, address, social security number. If anybody's sent a W-2 form through, they'll realize that her income was so low she didn't have to file.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck, Tom. Thanks for the call.
$1,200. Sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Remember, this is a stimulus check. They just want to get, it sounds to me, pretty liberal, pretty efficient in getting the money to people as best they can, Terry.
It's just starting now, and the first people who get it will be the people who filed electronically. These are the most sophisticated people and who put in bank information because they thought they'd get a refund on their taxes. So it's working backwards, because I would have thought if they wanted to be efficient, they would immediately load up all the people that get SSI on a card, which is how they get supplemental security income. These are the lowest income people, so low that not only are they not qualified to pay taxes, they may not have any income except their SSI. If they were really terrific people in Washington, they would have loaded those people up first, because they can't find money for food. They do odd jobs, and there are no odd jobs anymore. So your efficiency is in the eye of the beholder.
Jim, you're on WGN Radio with Terry Savage. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I have an unemployment question. I'm wondering if you could file for unemployment if your company is asking for volunteers to take a leave of absence because of work loss.
You know that each state gets to decide on how it will treat people who are furloughed or temporary. I would file But in Illinois, it's almost impossible to file anyway. This is not just Illinois. All around the country, state websites are not geared up for just the regular huge influx of people who are fired or laid off. In addition, they're not ready for the people who are unemployed because they're self-employed, but their business has gone away. But there's no reason you can't file and see how they have decided in Illinois to treat this. I've been trying desperately to get through to the governor through a lot of ways, and they know they have a problem there trying to get people unemployment compensation, but there's just no word out of the government.
Thank you.
Jim, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I think a lot of us think the governor's doing a pretty good job, but
He's got a lot more on his mind. But that
office is his purview. The buck stops there, and it's not handling the influx as well as people would like. I have to pause. We're going to do the news. Then more questions for Terry right after WGN Radio News. And a text came in from a friend of ours, Steve Alexander, who said the $1,200 stimulus payment is listed as a tax refund. He got his tax refund this morning and mentioned that, yeah, it's called a tax refund, but that's the stimulus check, so don't confuse the two. Okay, back to Terry Savage. And by the way, Terry Savage joins us weekdays on WGN Radio in the 12 to 1 o'clock segment. We asked her to stick around a little bit longer until around 12:45 today. The nationally syndicated financial columnist Terry Savage can be found at terrysavage.com. Terry, one quick question about that. Are you hearing much? Yesterday there was conflicting reports from the administration and I believe the Treasury Department. Unnamed sources said the president's signature on the paper checks will delay the delivery of those checks. Do you know what's happening there?
No. There's a lot. I've talked to the person, my contact at the press office at the IRS, twice a day for the last week. I've never seen anything quite so messed up there, and I'm hearing that people are having a lot of trouble getting through this new tool, and I know there's been a big story circulating that the president wanted his name on the checks. Believe me, the one thing they could get organized would be to put the president's name on the checks. I don't think the paper checks are being delayed. I think what's really happening is they're doing electronic first to people who have bank information in, and if you've just filed your recent 2019 paper return, there is still an opportunity to put your direct deposit information in. And I'm just going to give you irs.gov/coronavirus. And there you can find the tool that says Get My Stimulus. However, I've heard from three people already who said, well, I didn't put banking information in, but now I'm going to, but I didn't get a refund. I didn't owe any money, so I'm going to do it now. The tool doesn't work if you didn't either get a refund or owe money. It just leads you to a dead end. The tool isn't really ready for prime time yet. But irs.gov/coronavirus, and we'll give you both the place where you can register if you never filed a tax return and aren't required to because of low income. You can register there, or you can track your refund if you have filed a tax return.
Yeah.
At Get My Refund link.
The Get My Refund link is very popular for people who are wondering, okay, did I do it right, or did I need to do anything? Am I getting it? Where is it? And this question was asked, and I know we've answered it, but I don't think we can answer it enough. It says, John, my stimulus check was not listed as a tax refund. Pardon me, I just want to get to this one other question. People are asking again and again if, here it is, will I have to pay taxes on my stimulus check? And the answer to that is no.
You will not have to pay taxes. You will not have to return it. It will not be applied against next year's return. This is kind of a legal encoding problem. The legal problem was the Treasury doesn't have authority to send out checks to you unless it's called a tax refund, which is why it's getting labeled that way on your direct deposit. They just didn't have, believe it or not, they couldn't change the wording to stimulus check. It had to be labeled a tax refund, and the law had to call it, in the legal terms, which nobody's talking about, kind of an advance on a tax credit that you're never going to have to pay back. So no income tax on it, no impact on benefits, welfare benefits, Medicare costs. If you know, a lot of people have limitations on earnings because they get Social Security early. This doesn't count against any federal benefits. You don't owe any taxes on it. You will never have to repay it.
And one last note, from many of you, the listing in your direct deposits is different for some of you than others. This texter says, my stimulus deposit was called PPD IRS Trej 310. But others are saying different things. Maybe it's a function of your bank. I can't imagine that's the case, but there it is. Let's go. Okay. Let's go back to Joe. You're on WGN Radio with Terry Savage. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Terry, I keep trying the status stimulus status page, and it keeps saying payment status not available. We cannot determine your eligibility for a payment at this time, and I've tried my social and my wife's.
Don't be surprised. I've heard that from many people who have emailed me. This tool just went up this morning. It's very rough and ragged. Okay. They're trying to say they're doing something. Look, just be patient. There are a lot of people out there hoping for a stimulus check so they can buy food for their kids. I know that everybody has a good use for the money. But
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. But it sounds like you didn't do anything wrong, and maybe that will be fixed.
No, I have people doing that all the time. You can't get through to the site. You can't get listed. If you put in no refund, no taxes owed, you go to a dead end. I sent a bunch of those emails back to my Treasury IRS press conference person, and he said, yeah, I know. We're having some problems with it. That's the understatement of the year.
Joanne, you're on WGN Radio with Terry Savage. TerrySavage.com is her website, too. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hi, Terry. I think you might have answered this in a previous conversation today. I received a deposit in my checking account today for $1,065 from the IRS.
That's interesting. Did you file your 2019 tax return?
Yes, we did. And we did get our refund from the government on our 2019 already.
It's a joint return. Did you file for adjusted gross income line 8A of over $150,000?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that was reduced a little bit by the amount you were over the $150,000 limit on the joint return.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Spend it in good health.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Joanne, thanks for the call. Casey, you're on WGN Radio. How can we help you, Casey?
Yes, my question is in regards to the Parent Plus loans. Has there been any discussion to lower the interest rate and or get any additional financial assistance? So the current financial interest, the interest rate is 7.24.
You have a great point. I have said for years that parents should not take a PLUS loan out. It is not only 7.9, but you paid an upfront fee for the disbursement. It's the worst college deal in the world is a PLUS loan. As soon as we get through this, where's my stimulus money? My next project is going to be, if the government can borrow on 10-year treasuries at under 1%, why on earth are you still charging outstanding student loans at over 8 and 9 and 10% for people who've had them for a long time? I went to Senator Durbin with that. He listened to it earlier this year, or maybe it was late last year, and that will be my next project.
But for Casey right now, it's going to stay over 7%, Casey.
Yes.
Right, I know. You know, I mean,
loan.
I contacted
so
my congressional
you can do
people
now,
and never got a reply.
Yeah.
Casey, refinance your house now. The mortgage rates aren't that low because the market's all clogged up with problems at the banks just getting the refinancings done. But if you can refinance your loan, the portion that you use to pay down your student loan is not deductible interest on that part. But pay it down because it's insane to be paying 8% on IOUs like that.
I know. I'm saying it's over $100,000.
Let's talk in a month.
Yeah, okay.
Call back, Casey. Thanks, good luck Casey. To you. But I'm sorry, are you saying to refinance your home, take the equity out and pay down the loan and then pay it back at a lower rate? Absolutely.
Yes. The interest, if it doesn't go to improve your home, there's a new law as of 2 years ago that you can't deduct the interest on that loan. But it's 3.5% that you're going to be paying on a refi. So if you can get a refi through and lock in 3.5% mortgage, even a little bit higher than that's a whole lot less than Parent Plus loans have always been. It's the biggest ripoff in America. One of the biggest, Parent Plus loans.
Lisa is our last question today. The phone lines just don't stop ringing. Hi, Lisa. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm okay. I have a question. I have two special needs children. Both of them get SSI. One gets SSDI, and that one also filed the tax return, but still has not gotten the stimulus check.
Okay. Disability income recipients and Social Security retirement beneficiaries are probably next on the list. It comes through a different way than the Treasury doing its tax return refunds. But the SSI, the one that only gets SSI, you've declared as a dependent on your return with the tax, with the Social Security number?
Yes, but he's over 17, so I can't get anything. He's 20.
Sorry? He's 20 years old, yeah.
Oh, right. That person should, first of all, you refile your return, remove the, here's the thing. Somebody 20 years old who gets SSI can file on his or her own unless they're declared as a dependent on the parent's return.
He's a declared my dependent.
Then he gets nothing.
He gets nothing, but presumably she gets $600.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't get $500 if you're dependent. Like, a lot of people put their mother on, and they, really take care of their parents. Any dependent over 17 or over, does not qualify to get $500.
Yeah.
So if you had asked me before you filed, I would have said, just for this year alone, don't declare your adult child as a dependent or your college student or whatever it might be. That could impact the deductibility of interest on your student loan. So let me not get too far out of there. But in a case like this, I would have said, file or amend your 2019 return online. Remove that 19-year-old dependent and let that person file at the government website where you can file to register for a $1,200 return. It's complicated here. Now, if you've already filed and gotten your refunds, there's no going back on that.
Raja Krishnamurthy, the congressman, told us that's a flaw in the bill, that they should have anticipated people like that, and maybe they will yet do something for them. There's no remedy for them now. We are out of time. TerrySavage.com. Amazing, Terry. Thank you for your help today.
Anytime, John.
It's 12:45. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute on WGN.
Wind the clock. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, your daily roundup of Chicago area business news. Abbott Laboratories is launching a blood test that it says shows whether someone previously had the coronavirus. Plans to distribute 4 million antibody tests this month, with the goal of ramping that up to around 20 million tests a month by June. Chicago startup Reaply has teamed up with Northwestern University to get Illinois health professionals much-needed personal protective equipment, or PPE, medical supplies as well, all to address a supply shortage among the pandemic. Chicago Inno says the initiative is called the Emergency Resource Exchange. It's designed to connect organizations with N95 masks, gowns, testing kits, and ventilators. And big law firms are cutting pay amid the COVID-19 worries. Baker McKenzie is slashing base compensation by 15% for lawyers and other professionals. Winston & Strawn has cut monthly draws made by partners against their salaries by 50%. That's the Wintrust Business Minute. I'm Steve Bertrand.
Checking the markets here, Steve Bertrand.
A lot of red. The Dow's down 495 points. The NASDAQ down 121. And the S&P 500 down 64.
Back to you, Orion Samuelson.
And I start this report with a sad note for Illinois agriculture, for national agriculture. The passing of a giant in Illinois agriculture, former state representative, state agriculture director, and longtime 4-H booster, Gordon Ropp, passed away on Tuesday. He was 87 years old, and he was raised on his parents' dairy farm in Normal Township, Illinois. He milked cows by hand starting at age 6, according to the McLean County Museum of History. And I'll talk a lot more about Gordy because I knew him well and he was a longtime personal friend. But Gordy Ropp passed away this week at age 87. One other note today, the Trump administration aims to buy milk, meat to help farmers who are hit by coronavirus. And there's $15.5 billion in the fund to help farmers weather the impact of the outbreak. The decision comes amid rising pressure from the U.S. farm lobby for government purchases as growers and ranchers struggle to get their goods to market because of the disruptions caused by the pandemic. So we'll get more on that probably as we head into the weekend. Oh, one more note about Gordy Ropp. He was a 4-H club leader for 60 years. 60 years of 4-H club leader.
Kudos. So, kudos. Yeah.
And that's our look at money on 720 WGN.
1252, Ed Donnelly's on a phone line. We've got just a handful of minutes here. I'm afraid Terry took some of the time I was going to give you, Ed, but I wanted to make sure that people knew a little bit about your business and the fact that sales are up 25%. Am I hearing that right, Ed?
It's even more than that now, John. Sales are just booming, and I say that unfortunately because people are so anxiety-ridden over this corona matter.
You are the founder of Armor CBD. CBD, I think a lot of folks know what those initials stand for. What is CBD?
Well, I'm the founder of Amour, A-M-O-U-R, CBD.com. It's a hemp-based product. It's the oil of the marijuana plants, and it's medically indicated, medically useful in inflammatory disease. But our business is really booming now because of anxiety and sleep deprivation, and people are buying our CBD drops, pills, and gummies at amourcbd.com, and it's tremendously helping.
A-R-M-O-U-R.
A-M-O-U-R. Right. The thing about CBD is, who do you trust? You can buy it at a gas station. We are medically grade. So medical grade CBD, one of our products is FDA registered, and most importantly, we have zero THC. That's the biggest element, the THC that was historically problematic with the vaping crisis. So people are just all over our website, buying all of our oils and pills, just helping to relieve their anxiety. So they can go to amourcbd.com and get the absolute best CBD products available.
You don't need a doctor's prescription for this, right?
You do not need a doctor's prescription for it, not at all.
Yeah, no kidding. The sales up 25% or more, and people are obviously riddled with anxiety these days, trouble sleeping. They're anxious. People are drinking too much. Maybe they're smoking marijuana. This is a niche in that market, right?
Absolutely. Whatever people need to manage their anxiety, I'm not going to be judgmental. And our sales were up 25% 3 weeks ago when we initially chatted. Now they're up tenfold. People are finding that CBD is a healthy and safe way to manage their anxiety. It doesn't have the side effects of alcohol and smoking, and even them smoking the marijuana. There's no high. There's no THC, and people are buying it in droves because it works, and we've never had anxiety like this. So,
and I know that the retail stores for marijuana, though, in Chicago, recreational, are still open. I've seen the lines. Do you have brick and mortar, or is it all online?
It's all online. Again, I would just caution people that what I've said here is, we're medical grade. And we took the time and money to get one of our products FDA registered. Nobody else is doing that. And everyone, for the most part, has THC. The THC is the problem. And I spent my whole career running medical device companies. And we're doing CBD right. And we're the company that people can trust.
Now, do you guys operate out of Chicago? Or are you sold nationwide?
We are sold nationwide, but we're based here in Oak Brook, Illinois, and just proud residents of Chicago.
How long have you guys been doing this, Ed?
We're in our second year. We spent a lot of the first year getting that FDA through the works. And like I said, no one else is doing it because the FDA is not scrutinizing this when they should. Our FDA approval on our pain-relieving product is no doubt the good housekeeping seal of approval of quality. And that's why people are coming to Amour. Again, I wouldn't buy my CBD at a gas station. I'm sorry. You need to be assured of U.S. hemp. You need to be assured that there's no pesticides and chemicals in there with it. And we do third-party testing. Without a doubt, we're the best of the best.
And that is to get 0.0% THC certified. The website is amourcbd.com. wintrustbusinessmanager.com. Ed, good luck to you. Congratulations. Let's visit again down the road.
Hey, everyone, stay safe.
That's the idea. By the way, one other website, somebody said, what was that website that Terry Savage gave to check on your stimulus check payments? And it's irs.gov/coronavirus/getmypayment.